Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I would love for us to talk about something that should be near and dear to all of us, and that is the simple understanding of Jesus. To do that, one of the ways we can really grab hold is Luke 19:5. Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. Well, we know the story, right? Zacchaeus is too short to see. He climbs up in the sycamore tree. Jesus stops. Zacchaeus is the worst of the worst in town, a ruthless sinner. But Jesus says, come on down. I'm going to hang out with you today. Here's a thought. The world looks at the likes of Zacchaeus, and we want to judge, reprimand, and punish him and his kind. Jesus, on the other hand, moves toward him, calls him by name, and offers to eat with him. Looking up at this lonely crook, Jesus says, come on down, let's go hang out. Now, extending kindness to the likes of Zacchaeus is exactly what made Jesus such a scandal back in his day walking on the earth, and by the way, still does. The scandal around Jesus is a reality that distinguishes Christianity and walking in faith with Christ from every single religion on the planet. It's also different from all forms of human philosophy and, by the way, politics. Jesus and Christianity, they don't discriminate between good people and bad people. Christianity, Jesus, instead discriminate between humble people and proud people. James writes this, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. One of the most remarkable things about the Lord Jesus is his affection for and gentleness toward not the righteous, but sinners, not the healthy, but the sick, not those who have their act together, but those who are falling apart, not those who are clean, but those who are damaged and dirty. In Luke 15:2, the scripture says, this man welcomes sinners. That's what the scribes and Pharisees said. And by the way, he eats with them. Aren't you glad he stopped to eat with you? Jesus turned his attention to those unaccustomed to being ignored, mistreated, discarded, and displaced by the general public. I mean, these are the folks that they're used to it. They're used to being ignored. They're used to being mistreated and discarded. But Jesus gave them his full attention. If you were sick, poor, sexually damaged, mentally ill, emotionally unstable, or paralyzed by guilt and shame, for example, Jesus would move toward you and tell you what nobody else would, that you matter. And today, my friend, let me assure you that in the eyes and the mind of Jesus the Lord, you matter. God bless you, friend, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I hope you'll join Julie Homrich and I in our sister podcast, the Positive Talk Podcast, which rolls out every Thursday. Season 2 is coming on Thursday. So join us and catch a good word from a therapist and a pastor. God bless you. Have a great day. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.